you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
I wouldn't have dropped out of high school, and maybe my mom wouldn't be on welfare if I only had a brain.
No, don't put that on yourself.
No, this is black people. If it was
yeah,
a black
but it's
person,
not far off from your story.
If it was just, you know what I'm saying? Like if it was a cowardly lion, a tin man, and instead of a scarecrow, it was an actual black person. Which, isn't that what a scarecrow was supposed to be?
Do you know what's
back in the day, it was like a black person in a field.
I think so.
The scarecrows came in once slavery was abolished. Like, I guess we got to get something out
start
there.
Calling black people scarecrows. No, I'm not going
well,
to
what is a scarecrows
there.
What is a scarecrow supposed to be? I'm assuming it's supposed to be. Is it really blackface, right? For a doll?
I don't know. I can't confirm or deny.
What would scare a crow? I feel like black people would scare crows.
No. I mean, if I were a crow, if I'm putting myself in the perspective of a crow, and I saw a big-ass black dude in that cornfield, I'm going to choose him.
I don't know if you remember the old Warner Brothers stuff, but the crows were black dudes.
Well, maybe that's what happened. Maybe a black guy saw that cartoon and was like, yo, why you don't sound like us crows. Get out of here. Get out of here, crows.
Caw, motherfucker.
I'll do an impression of you. How about that now?
Caw. You know what's funny? I saw a trailer for a new comedy horror with Mike Epps, like Meet the Blacks 2 or something.
Meet the Blacks?
Meet the Blacks 2,
That's really what it is?
Yeah.
Are you being funny?
No. It's called Meet the Blacks
Part 2. He's not being funny. They're being funny.
They're being funny. But I'm saying it's hilarious. You can make a black comedy now where they make all the jokes that would just...
Sounds like a horror movie.
Else. It's a horror comedy.
Oh.
It's like a scary movie type thing.
But is it about, is it just simply about meeting black people?
I think it's Name of the Family.
This is fucking horrifying.
But Cat Williams plays some sort of a monster, and he says something. There's some joke at the end of the trailer where he says something about, he's like, something about education. And they were like, no. And he goes, more black people denying education. Or it's just like a joke that you're like, man, if they just had a Gary Owens white character say that, it would be a hubbub.
Yeah. If they just had three white people say that, it'd be this show.
Yeah.
They're counting you as white.
That's the gray area.
Hell yeah.
And that's the gray area we dance in.
Yeah.
Look at us go. It's the Legion of Skanks, everybody.
If we were going to be, if Alex was Dorothy, who would we be? Jay, you would be the Cowardly Lion for sure.
Probably.
Jay's the Lion?
Just my sick ass impression.
Dave, you're the scarecrow for sure. You look like the scarecrow. You dress like him. You got the same body type as him.
Oh, shit, I wanted to fight you.
I realize how much we kind of all look like. I look a little bit like the Tin Man. Pull them all up. This is our Halloween costume this year, by the way.
Oh, dude, I want to be a. By the way, if I'm doing it, I'm going to be a sexy lion. Just so you know,
I wanted to fight for a second. I go, really? Am I the Tin Man? And then you just started laying your case down on me. I went, man, dude, that is me.
Dave, have you ever seen Dave try to dance? He dances just like his character. His arms get all twisted.
Yeah, and once in a while, you kick your heels together.
Please pull up the scarecrow. Why are we not looking at the scarecrow while I look at Dave? Oh, it's the best.
It's pretty
put
obvious
up,
who's
put
who.
Put him up.
I don't want to go in there.
This rules. We are definitely being them for Halloween.
All right. I'll do this for Halloween. This I could do.
This is the best. Oh my God, dude. But I want to get like extravagant, really good, expensive versions of the costumes.
Well, I'm going to be a sexy lion.
You're not being a sexy lion, dude. You're being the cowardly lion. Or you could be the cowardly lion after he gets sexified at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Jay, sure. I think no matter what type of lion you dress up as, you'll be a sexy lion.
That's the answer I was waiting for. Wow, next dude. Topic.
Yeah. This is
okay. That was the button I was looking for.
We're off to Wizard of Oz. We're off to see the wizard herself. Next topic.
Next topic. I can be a sexy lion after all. Moving on.
Alex, you're going to be Dorothy. For sure, and I think that
Bobby Hutch, Bobby Oz,
Oz,
the great and powerful.
I feel like that's not recognizable enough.
Bobby, you're the witch.
That would be fun.
We need somebody to be the witch.
Well, Alex could be the witch. Alex, you have a witch like Alex has a witch like vibe. If she just had a wart on her nose, her skin is even a little green.
You went from sweet, beautiful Dorothy to us making you the awful witch. I'm so sorry, Alex. But I was saying because you're tall and thin, but
without much makeup.
Lewis says all the ugly stuff. I'm not going to jump into that.
No, you're not. You are. If
Alex, we got good news and bad news. Good news, you're doing double duty. bad news, your second role, it's going to be a rough one.
Alex, you know for a fact, if we found out that
Bobby Hutch is Dorothy, simple.
Bobby Hutch could be a hilarious Dorothy, first of all.
Yeah, Bobby Hutch is Dorothy.
Put him in some red ruby slippers.
Yeah, and Alex is the witch, is the wicked witch.
Alex, you would be a young, hot witch. Like, if we found out this is what the witch looked like when she was fucking young, that would 100% make sense.
And people would say that. They'd be like, oh, man, you ever seen the Green Witch? And I'd be like, yo, she used to be fucking hot. No
dude,
shit.
She was fucking smoking, dude. For a witch, she was a little fucking heroiny, but.
Dude, when she was a young hula hooping witch, I mean, damn, dude. She was nice.
All right, I'll do it.
I like it.
Yeah, but not as. But Alex messaged when we said she was Dorothy, and she's like, I'm in. Exclamation point. And then she's like, all right, I'll do all it. Right,
she was moved by it almost. She was moved by the idea. And then we made her the worst looking character.
But don't worry. What will Paul be?
Well, they should all be monkeys. Flying monkeys. Everybody else is flying monkeys.
Everyone else shows up in blackface.
Everybody else is flying monkeys. Tom. Yeah. Fucking Tom. Dylan. Throw Dylan in there.
Hell yeah, dude. I love it. This is the greatest bit we've ever had. And we're going to just reenact the whole Wizard of Oz for Halloween.
Okay.
That's a lot of commitment, but all right.
No, makes the show easy, though.
It's fucking really easy. We just got to get the script and reenact it. They're all monkeys.
Oh, my God.
But all of their lines... Off? All of their lines you have to deliver like black people.
Every line by everybody?
No, all of the monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how many lines the monkeys have.
Monkeys had no lines. They didn't talk, but...
They made noises.
Sure. Yeah, what? I don't know.
The talking monkeys? That would have been a whole different thing.
Didn't the flying monkeys talk? No, I think they talked. No, hold on.
I don't think
Excuse me,
word.
Jay. I took acid while I watched that movie, so I remember it a little bit different.
Wait a minute. Flying monkeys are talking to me, brah.
Alex has definitely watched that movie on acid 40 times. She's like, they don't talk.
They don't talk.
No matter how much acid you take, they recommend that they talk.
They don't talk.
They don't talk. There's no word spoken by those flying monkeys. Not one of them.
What we should do is instead of having them talk, though, everything that she says, Alex says, her lines, they'll be in the background going, damn, oh, shit, snap.
Oh, they do that meme. Like,
fat, sexy lion got hit in the guts.
Fat, sexy lion.
Yo, fat, sexy lion just got fucking dumped on his mom's.
Even the black dudes are acknowledging you're a sexy lion.
Yeah, no matter what, I'm definitely a sexy lion.
Dude, this is fucking great, dude. We could really make the Wizard of Oz racist. For the Wizard of Oz, you know, probably was a lot of racism going on. What was it, like 1937 or some shit?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
I think a little later than 40s, but still, 40s, maybe even early 50s, but still racist times.
No, definitely not the 50s. Dude, it's wildly early. It's really early.
It may have been.
I don't know.
39. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul and Alex.
Wow.
It's really early, dude.
That is early.
Damn. That's wild.
Yeah. So, was there any black people in the movie? I don't think I remember a single black person.
How old? No. How old
they've got midgets. They gave jobs to 400 midgets, but not a single black person.
Have you seen the thing? Have you ever seen the video? I never even tried
it
to watch.
It took place it was the Midwest.
Have you heard,
in 1938, they would euthanize midgets.
How about, I know, right?
They were 1939, they gave 400 of them jobs over black people.
They were spectacles. Wasn't there a thing where like one of the midgets is hanging in the background, like he hung himself, and
that's not true.
I assume it's not. Yeah, I never saw.
That's
it.
Like one of those old wives' tales.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there is a guy's dick out in Teen Wolf. I think that's real.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
pull it up.
Stands in the stands of the basketball game. There's a guy with his cock out. I think.
There's right another below, thing.
Right above Court McCown.
Zach told me about another thing recently about some crazy shit in a movie that was pretty wild. You know,
that like just like a hidden thing that no one caught.
Yeah, like hidden thing.
Yeah, wow, that sounds awesome.
See if there's a list of like hidden gem, like or hidden like. It wouldn't be Easter eggs, right?
It's not Easter eggs. That's too positive.
Yeah, this is like hidden fucking like weird things, like a pussy in the clouds in Little Mermaid or something.
Yeah, I get all that. All that World War II conspiracy when they're fading the picture in on The Shining at the end, and they said in between scenes it gives like when they're fading into the picture closer and closer, one of them it lines up at the documentary, it lines up, it gives them like a Hitler mustache. Jack Nicholson, you're like, I don't know, it does do it, but I'm like, I think that's a stretch of being on purpose.
Dude, while you look that up, you also keep in the chamber, I don't know if what's going on. I saw this baby like 3 times in the past week. I don't know if it's new or old. I tried to find it. It's this old looking baby, dude. It's fucking hilarious. It's just this really old looking baby. And it's like a black female. It was in the Leisure Gang's Facebook group. And some black guy put it on his like wall, just being like, yo, you know, I'm so happy.
Look at this baby.
No, but he pretended it was his.
Oh.
He pretended it was his, so everyone had to be like, oh, how cute. And a lot of people were just like, yo, nigga, your baby's ugly.
People don't care.
Dude, this baby was ridiculous, dude. It looks like an old monkey. There's just no other way to describe it. It's not racist. This is what it looks like. It's a fact.
Bring it up.
Yeah, please. If you can find it at any point. I don't want to make fun of this baby. I feel bad, but you know, this has become at this point like a meme.
We also been looking for fucked up things in movies.
Yeah, we have a lot of things. We have a lot of things we're fucking looking for, guys. Welcome to the Legion of Skanks podcast. There was no intro.
Good news, we do 2 shows a week now, so we got plenty of places to give it.
Hell yeah, doggy. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we're all here, yo. It's our favorite. I like the Zooms just being the three of us.
Me too. I haven't even tried to book any guests on them. If there was somebody interesting that couldn't do it in person, I would put them on a Zoom call. I'm going to ask Steve-O to do the show.
Yeah.
Because we had him on Believe You Me recently. I think he'd be fun to have on this show to like...
Well, this would be good too, but I'm telling... Actually... Because I'm going to try for a bonfire, too. He's going to have to come through New York to promote Jackass Forever.
Yeah, that's also true. We can get him in person.
We'll get him in person.
That'd be fun. Oh, we'll get him to do fun stuff. We'll do fun stuff. We'll jackass out for him. Jay, me and you are such fanboys. You know, for a fact, within an hour, we're going to be like just fucking headbutting each other in the balls. Like, look, Steve-O, look, I'm sucking on his balls and I'm fucking fingering his ass.
Look at us. We're jackassing. Are we jackassing good?
Dude, we're jackassing so good, dude. It's like, no, you guys are just having gay sex. We're jackassing so good.
Right, well, yeah, it started as jackassing.
Gay sex.
Oh, man, they're having gay sex.
Whoa, you're having gay sex.
He actually sounds like...
Justin. It's all Justin and Josh Adam Myers.
No, his voice sounds like if a billionaire had one of those voice boxes. It's like the best voice box ever.
He's using the best voice box ever.
Like the best cancer voice box ever.
Hell yeah. That'd be fun to have Steve-O on. Was that enough vamping to get some of these things up?
I mean, just the something.
Black baby.
Just something.
Something.
Old black baby.
The fucked
hilarious.
Up things in the movies.
I mean, there's anything. So many different things. Just so many different things. We haven't gone to the notes yet. I started off with this whole fucking Wizard of Oz riff. Who knows where we're going to go today? I'm a little bit stoned. Sent the meatloaf.
I ordered some real... I ordered a lot of weed here.
Oh, did you? Dude, I don't have any weed. I don't have a weed connect in Jersey.
I'm gonna bring on Monday, Lewis. I assume we're doing a show. Are we doing a show Monday, Labor Day?
Yeah.
Might not be at the stand, though. You should check if they're open.
Yeah, they're open.
They are, okay.
They didn't tell me they're not open.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Hey, it doesn't mean anything anymore. We lost our liquor license again. Yeah, we got one of those 2 week liquor licenses. They ran out.
No, it's Labor Day, so that might be the issue. But I'll bring, I got two of the Jay and Silent Bob ones. They're called, like, you know, it's like Snoochie Boochies. That sounds like it'd be fun.
Oh, weed?
Yeah.
You're such a dork.
I got a lot of fun weed out here.
The problem is you started when you were 30. Like, we all started when we were 12. So it's like, you're just like, like, you're in the Snoochie Boochie phase right now.
I got Snoochie Boochies. There's like some legitimately stuff on it and a little bit of 14. Stuff.
Jay's like in the, like, he's like, dude, I got this bong where it's like you put in five joints and it, they smoke them all at the same time and it gives you like a super hit.
No. Now what you're saying is ridiculous, but I'm pretty excited to roll
Smoochie Boochies.
Smoochie Boochies.
Smoochie Boochies. And you know, if you want to throw up that picture of that old baby or any of the stuff we're talking about.
Whenever you get chill. It.
Did cool. Alex kill herself because we said she has green witch skin?
Maybe oh my God, you can be Dorothy. Can we pull something up?
Anybody, first person who brings something up is Dorothy.
It's Dorothy. First person who brings up any image is
first
Dorothy.
Person that gives us something to work off of is Dorothy. I called it. Paul, you want to be Dorothy? Let's go. Get something going.
Wowzers. Holy shit. I mean, there's no way they couldn't have found
we
any
keep
of it.
Vamping.
There it is.
Finally, look at this old motherfucker. It's like right, Glenn Plummer.
That is particularly. All right.
Oh, it's kind of cute. There's no way. Is this real, though?
It is.
20 year old mom is currently going viral because her newborn looks 80.
Yeah. That baby's been smoking its whole life.
Dude, that fucking baby.
Looks like it has baby. A lot of prison. That baby has a lot of prison wisdom.
Yeah, that baby.
I mean, you know what I mean?
That baby can tell you some stories.
Yeah, if you that kill a man. Can, you can't take that back.
That baby's in charge. If you get in with that baby, you're in good with your prison yard. Like, you can get anything.
Well, at least he's
let me
got...
tell you something, young blood. You come around here, don't let nobody do you no favors, because then they're going to want to take a piece of them cheeks.
Hey, old baby. I need a hammer and a chisel.
It's good. At least he's got the baby in a really adorable jumpsuit for a four-year-old. I mean, Jesus.
Has to fit the dick. Gotta get that extra size in there to fit that dick. Oh, it's so shaved. It's such a cute. It's like cute in the most ugly way.
It is kind of cute. I mean, if it was mine,
it'll
I would
work out. It's a. It's a. That's legitimately a brand newborn. I'd have to guess.
Yeah.
And like that'll all even out. It's already cuter than the one down low, but the one up top, it really looks like Esther Roll from TV's Good Times.
Yeah,
she looks like Aunt, what was the lady who came over to yell at Fred Sanford? Aunt,
I don't know, you're showing your age though, Jay.
Sanford and Son, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see Will Smith told the kid from Philly he's going to play Will in the reboot called Bel-Air? That is a show that I don't think requires a redoing.
Wait, who's, he's saying Will Smith is going to play Will?
No, Will Smith calls the kid and lets him know that he's going to get the role.
Oh, wow. Oh, of right,
Will
the kid is
on
playing
a reboot.
Will?
Yeah, but it's like, why are they rebooting? It's going to be so fucking shitty.
I just saw an ad online that they're doing, what's it fucking called? What's the name of the show that, what would you do if I sang out of tune?
Wonder Years.
Well, Wonder Years.
Wonder Years. They're redoing that with like a black family. And I was like, isn't that more insulting to black people to even like do it like this? Like, just make your own show about a family. I don't know. Like,
by
it's
the
just,
way,
it's a show
that
about a family.
By the way, it's the early 60s was the Wonder Years. So there's going to be the voice in the head's going to be like, well, we got to move again. They painted another swastika on our
what
front door.
What would you do if they released the dogs on you?
What would you do if they called you a coon?
I had no help. I had no friends.
And they burned a cross right on your lawn.
Yo, hey, Winnie Cooper, I'd love if you would go out with me. And then there's just a cop like, shoot him, shoot him.
Yeah,
and
get the fuck out of my, get the fuck off my front step.
It's so fucking funny. Black Wonder Years?
I saw an ad for that. I think it's new.
I think it's happening.
But it's all this stuff like that, this one, doesn't need Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. None of it needs a reboot. And with the Wonder Years, the thing that was crazy to me is like, you could just do a show about the 60s. Like, why do you have to call it the Wonder Years?
Yeah. Wow. They should reboot black shows with all white kids.
They just fire hose the family out of the shot.
He's like, the father really has a face. He goes, I can't find no work. These people all want my money. This little motherfucker need braces. I have no problem with it. I'm just like, why do? That's why I said when they made like the Love Don't Cost a Thing, the black remake of Can't Buy Me Love, like they just Black Annie. We said it before. It's not necessary.
Love ain't cost shit, nigga.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, or the Bel-Air, whatever it's going to be called, is a reboot. It looks like it's probably going to be the same.
Can we do a white reboot of one of these black movies for once?
I said that. I want to do that.
Let's be really woke.
Fucking White Menace of Society. It's got to be one of the blackest movies.
Hey, seriously, I don't appreciate when you say those things about my mother.
Oh, dude, yeah. Dude, White Juice? Oh, man, it'd be so good.
It's just settled with a reasonable conversation.
Hey, it's really insulting to bring people's mothers into these things. And then someone goes, all right, fair enough.
You know what, fair.
You know, shouldn't have done that. I apologize. Let me apologize. Let's end this on a handshake, all right? Okay, now what did I owe you, 65 cents? All right,
You buy something when you get out of my store. And you go, oh, no, I am. I'm absolutely buying something. I'm going to get these and...
sir, why would I come here if I wasn't going to buy something? I mean,
a pack of jewels? And he goes, of course. No. I understand. You probably get a lot of riffraff in here.
Keep the change.
Yeah. You probably get a lot of riffraff in this place. I understand.
Hey, you know what? Dude. Dude, white reboots of black movies is the best idea.
The
most racist one ever is The Color Purple, which is white people. Same script. It would be so rude.
Just a bunch of slave owners. Like, it sure is nice having all these people do the work for us, huh?
Just the other perspective. Yeah. Because what's going on with Whoopi Goldberg and Danny Glover over there? Goes, I don't know. Probably a bunch of family drama shit. As long as they work, I don't give a fuck what they do.
You go, I don't know. I think they're raping each other and beating each other.
Yeah, they're in the background. They're living The Color Purple in the background. And it's just the slave owners going like, I don't know. Whatever gets them through the day. They got some drama going on. But I'll tell you what.
This is the most refreshing lemonade I ever did have.
You go, Is that sweetened? No. It's all unsweetened. We got iced tea, too. They made it. Just point back to them.
Remember I said the thing, was that on this show when I was like, you know, when they do the rant in the beginning of Baby Got Back, the two girls, it gets like so racist by the end. And I said, if you just, in the middle of the song, if you just pan back over to them, she's still just making like fucking like ooga booga. Like she just never stopped being racist the whole time. It's like, damn, that girl never stopped.
Yeah.
We have weird moments for movies ready?
Please.
Or we could just riff for a while.
You want us to
these riffs have been crushing it.
They've been doing fantastic. I'm thinking to myself, who's going to be Dorothy next year?
And it's Paul.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. 10 hilarious details and backgrounds. Mr. Nanny, that's right. Yeah. And some dude throwing a dog off a bridge.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
What? Holy shit.
Wait, that couldn't have been part of the movie.
No,
that
it's not. It's just in the background. Like, they caught it in the shot.
Some horrible person was throwing a dog.
Hell yeah. Well,
Hulk Hogan's looking all
bad. And Mr. Nanny's just going, like, time to go take a weird job as a nanny.
What a weird plot. Do you ever have a 6'6" Hulk Hogan?
Suburban Commando.
Despicable Me.
What are you doing?
What is this?
Sucking the other one's dick?
Yellow Minions.
They're kissing.
He's kissing his
little low to be kissing.
That's a soft one.
Yeah,
that's a soft one.
Stars.
What's this one?
Is he shooting him in the dick?
Is that what it is? It looks. Like, oh no,
he's falling through the air across the frame. The guy behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
Jurassic Park. A dinosaur is killing a man in the background of this scene.
No one saw it. The sprinkler head spraying directly onto the puppet. What?
Okay.
These are terrible.
These are fucking awful. I'm angry at them.
I thought it was going to be fucking...
You like dicks out.
Yeah, dicks out. Like in
this one, the Jack Black one is almost definitely intentional.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just not anything.
All right. And, if it's drawn, it's also intentional. Every time. Stop bringing cartoons.
Whoever brought this article up is definitely not Dorothy.
Oh, my God, dude. You're monkey
number
three.
You're so not Dorothy. It's crazy how not Dorothy you are.
You're not even a flying monkey. You're a fucking monkey.
You're a monkey that didn't get his wings yet.
Just a stupid monkey.
Dumb monkey on the fucking floor, shitting all over the place.
Watching all your friends fly around while you feel like an asshole.
Fucking jerk off.
Bring up the dick in the background of Teen Wolf. It'll probably lead
to other things.
Just want
to see a dick, Jay. Why is that your go-to every time?
You know what? If you don't really want to do the thing, just bring up a picture of a dick and we can move on.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's what you want, dude.
I just need my fill. Every half hour.
Did you get a new tattoo work on the road? I see you posting that you're looking for artists.
No, once again, I told you, I've gotten so many more followers over the quarantine, like over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And what that brings is just like when you go, hey, looking for a tattoo art. I get 5 tattoo artists that are interested or from somewhere else that say they want to do it. And then a bunch of people going like, dude, you're fucking cool. You're trying to get a free tattoo? And it's like, no, I'm just looking for a tattoo artist. And like,
yeah,
dude, fucking weak shit, dude. Every time I say it with the simping thing, it's everyone just like so angry at everything you tell. You're like, okay.
Well, you do simp for tattoo artists.
I guess I'm an asshole.
Stop simping for tattoo artists, Jay.
I'm simping for
Why would you do that?
It's you. The problem here is you. What's the common denominator?
No, you'll pay them. You're going to like, if
I'll
you're
pay
gonna,
them.
Yeah, of course.
I paid Olivia, who did both. Olivia did both, two of them. Did your tattoo also, though.
I know. Look, the reason I like
yeah, you pay him in bonfire merch, but they got paid.
A bonfire bucks. Hell yeah, dude.
Soder's big head.
You can buy soda. Money. You can buy Soder merch. You can buy Big J merch.
The guy Manny, who I did it, literally, it was impossible to pay him.
Why? He's an illegal alien?
Yeah. There was no way.
Can't cut him a
no
check.
Tracing address.
He said, I can't cash this.
But Manny did this. Oh, no, this over here. Fucking, he's great.
I'm trying to get a new tattoo as well. You know what I want, though? I guess you want the tattoo artist themselves to be the artist who draws it. Because I was going to be like, maybe I'll put it out to the fans and give me like a cool design. And then I'll get that tattooed on me. But I feel like that's not what an artist really wants. Or like a tattoo artist.
I don't do artists do the artist thing. I just have an idea.
You have an idea.
What I want to do.
What's your next idea?
I'm covering up a bunch of my forearm stuff by putting.
Are you covering up your ha 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 ha's?
No, other forearm dick face.
Are you covering up the Marilyn Manson lyrics because he's a satanic rapist?
Yes, one of them is going to get covered up.
Which one are you covering?
One of the Marilyn Manson.
Half the lyric.
The useless in hell one. Please be the useless in hell.
Well, forbidden in heaven, useless in hell. No, you're keeping useless in hell.
I'll get rid of it eventually, but I'm only doing one arm at a time.
Dude, how low is your self-esteem that you think you'd be useless in hell? You could crack a few jokes. You could collect jackets. Yeah.
That's why I'm getting rid of it. I'm so useful in hell. I could valet. I drive stick.
I just feel like hell, like it seems like it'd be cool, except the whole time, like, you're in like flames, right? Like,
well, it depends
who
you are.
The heat is a real problem.
It depends who you are. Are you the one giving the dosing it out, or are you the person getting it?
The way that I was the person, the way that I had imagined hell as a child, my entire childhood, was like you were in the middle of like a fire.
Yeah,
like just
in an inferno, and you're sweating, and it's hot.
No, not like that. No. Like
I imagine that. Just real
physical,
stinky, sweaty.
The physical pain of actually burning. Your flesh is burning for eternity.
Yeah, I watched the porno once. One of the
that's
porno.
What I had imagined.
One of the first pornos
I
ever
still
watched.
Fucking beat off on Christmas morning. I was like, let's go.
One of the first pornos I ever watched was called Tracy in Heaven. And the end of it is she's sent to hell. Oh, no, is that Devil Miss Jones? She's sent to hell and she has to keep masturbating while she's on fire. That's her punishment.
Wow.
That's how it ends, guys. Spoiler alert.
Solid. How did you imagine hell as a child, Jay?
I think pretty much just that. Yeah, like nonstop fire, like on fire.
Yeah, right?
Fire forever.
The pain of fire forever.
Yeah.
And Dave imagined it. This wouldn't fucking real Jews do.
No,
you sweat
I just
a little.
It the
it's
place
hot.
Where the
it's uncomfortable.
There's no place where all the non-Jews go.
You can't get a good sandwich for miles.
The bagels are underdone. You ever had an underdone bagel?
Have these people ever heard of a knish? I mean, come on.
It's a little bit humid. You can't get a seat on the bus. It's really...
Teen Wolf Dick. Sorry, guys. I'm due. Bring up the Teen Wolf Dick. I'm 6 minutes past dick time.
Let's see. No volume?
Yeah, right up there.
There's the dick.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
His little weenus is out.
Teen Wolf penis bomb.
Penis bomb.
That is pretty weird that that made the movie.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that in the movie The Grudge 2, I think it is, there's a fucking boom microphone in an entire shot. I can't believe it made through editing like that. It's crazy. Microphone.
Well, that happens a lot, like boom mics, things like that.
Yeah.
Reflections of cameras.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
And then we said the silly stuff like the Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones. Shit like that is overlooked. Pretty funny.
Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Fume for supporting today's show. Fume is pronounced Fume, but it's spelled F-U-M, Fum, if you guys are a phonetic assholes. Let me tell you something. Fume is a really great sponsor. They have been helping our fans and my friends and family members quit smoking in a really, really great, efficient way, much healthier than a lot of alternatives. It's a natural inhaler that's made out of wood, and you breathe in super plants. They have these cores that have super plants infused into them. So when you breathe them in, there's no electronics, there's no charging or anything. You're not breathing in actual vapors or anything harmful, but you get these essential oils that really do feel good. They're very, very satisfying. And the Conquer Core, which is the most popular one, is a great way to kick those nicotine habits.
Fuck nicotine.
Yeah, I love the Conquer Core. They've helped me a lot. It's like black pepper, peppermint, eucalyptus, and it really helps people quit smoking. It's helped me cut down on the vaping for sure. So yeah. I'd recommend checking that out. And they have other stuff that's good for like allergy relief and other things. But you can just breathe in the world's super plants.
Or if you just like cool having wood device. In your mouth.
Yeah. Maybe that's also part of it.
Maybe you should put wood in your mouth.
It's not electronic. There's no chemicals. You don't have to charge it or anything like that. It's a very, very cool device.
Yeah, check out their
Canadian wood. You can name it Wayne Gretzky if you want to.
You can check out their entire line of products at their website, which is breathefume.com/legion. Breathefume.com/legion. They have the Reassurance Blend, the Bubbly Lime Lemon, the Shield Blend, a lot of different blends that will help you with a lot of different reasons. So go and check them out right now. And if you go there, once again, that's breathefume.com/legion. Use the promo code Legion. You're going to save 10% off of your entire order. So once again, that is breathefume.com, BREATHEFUM.com/legion, and use that promo code Legion if you want to save 10% off your order. Okay, where were we? I'm going to England for the first time in a few weeks.
Oh, have a jolly good time.
You'll fit right in.
Oh, tell you.
You think so?
You've been working on your accent.
You might love it. I hate overseas.
Why do you hate overseas?
Because it's not here.
Well, that's just a stupid fucking sentence.
Yeah, sure. But I mean,
would you still hate overseas? When did you develop this? I feel like this is a thing you had like a decade ago, but you might like it now.
It's childish.
Maybe.
I think you also had it like, I don't know, dude.
Jay's really good at arguing. He's just really learned how to do it. It's fucking incredible to watch.
Well, no, there's real power in backing down from an argument when you have nothing. But Jay, no, but I just think, Jay, like, I remember you kind of got this mindset that you hated overseas a long time ago, but I think you've matured a lot since then, and your tastes are better. Mm-hmm. And you have a little bit of money now. So I think you would enjoy yourself more overseas.
Yeah, I guess. When you're broke and you, I mean, really traveling.
Yes, that's true.
Jay hated going overseas when he was broke and wanted to eat like Wendy's. But now Jay's like likes a nice restaurant, has a little bit of money. I feel like if you
and
went
Wendy's
to like
has some, made its way overseas.
So and the Wendy's is there finally.
Chicken ranch sandwich, Shantae.
No, but I feel like you'd have fun over there. There's some cool places. Oh.
There's situations I can go that I would have.
I'll have the Baconator Royale.
if it makes sense, like, I don't know if just like a couple's trip, like overseas, like sightseeing means that much to people, but like even like with my, with Christine and like a bunch of friends, like doing, so I said, we did, like,
did you see Andrew Schultz stuff with his girlfriend or fiance in France?
No.
No, fucking, I didn't see that, but I did, dude, see pull Bruce up his Buffer Instagram. Introduce him on stage, which was awesome.
Dude, who pull did? Up. Dude, Schultz
Bruce
is
Buffer.
Going out.
He has
Schultz.
Bruce Buffer bring him up at some theater gig, and it was so goddamn cool.
Schultz is like going out and doing like a theater tour, and he's bringing all of his dudes on a private jet. Mm-hmm. And he's, then he like brought his chick to like Paris and like got her like a private view of the Eiffel Tower. And he's like, and he's just making us all look bad. And I think we need to get
God
rid
bless
of him.
Him.
We need to get rid of him. No, 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 no. This is not God bless him. Andrew Schultz has become a problem.
Oh, yeah. No, there's got to be, bad. Listen, there's got to be a fight with Andrew Schultz. I'm on his team, but there's got to be a fight, okay? We got to fucking break this down, and it's me and Schultz versus you two.
Did I'll you see Paris. What he did with his chick?
No, well, I don't know.
Because my girlfriend started describing it to me. She's like, and I was like, I know, lame, right? And she's like, no, it was beautiful. And I was like, what?
I know, totally. Lame,
I think it's
right?
beautiful.
Private view of the Eiffel Tower. What a queef!
I think it's
knuckle
beautiful.
Me up, baby.
I believe it's beautiful, but also to me the thing is like it's just not my speed, but like the documenting everything you do on social media is weird.
I'm not for documenting it, but I think the trip itself is cool.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he rented like
a showman. He's always been
that
way.
Of course.
Like, he puts on a show.
He rented an old timey car, and he has like a you know, it's just like him. He's like, let me show you the Eiffel Tower, baby. And then he's like in a fucking helicopter. And then
yeah,
fucking,
but Schultz is a guy also. He's probably wearing a beret.
He high fives the president of France. He flips out with like wearing a SWAT outfit and lands on top of the Eiffel Tower. Let me pull it up. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
By the way, he has to have somebody else in another car next to him taking pictures of him and his girlfriend in their car.
Yeah, but that's
what I'm saying.
Awesome.
But I'm saying is doing like the whole thing. It's like, let's get a tiny French car and go do French stuff.
Oh, oui, oui.
Let's I just, like I said, I do think it's great for him because like this is nothing that I want to do.
Schultz also has the facial hair of a French person.
He really does. A French lady.
I'm not shitting on Andrew Schultz at all. I'm telling you that he's making us look bad. My girlfriend is expecting this type of shit, and I don't have this type of money.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get
she's
real.
Making, no, I don't have to worry about
you
that. I just tell my wife, I go, you shut up, make me another baby.
Yeah.
I don't have time for all this.
My chick's not worried about this stuff.
Yeah.
But going to fucking Paris. I mean, not that she wasn't going to go to Paris, but like, she's. No, she doesn't give a fuck about private jets or anything.
Yeah, who doesn't care about that stuff, Jay?
Yeah, private jets?
Totally.
No, it's not that she can't. No, it's not.
Not
you're right.
Care,
it's
not,
she doesn't
it's not
care.
Your range of thought. It's not her.
Yes,
range of
you're
thought,
right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, actually, you know, it's funny because Bisping and Conor McGregor had a thing recently on social media. They like had it out, and one of the things that like Bisping is like, I don't know what's Bisping said a line to him where he's like, I don't know what's disappearing faster, your tweets or your legacy. And then Conor McGregor's response to him was like, the only legacy I care about is a Legacy 5000 that my mom flies on, which is a private jet. Mm-hmm. And Bisping's like, he's like, yeah, I mean, I fly first class. Like, I mean, I guess, like, you got me. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I'm not in the private jet conversation, you know. But it's such like a thing, like, in its own like category, you're not even like thinking of it. You're right. Like Christine's not going like, oh, I wish I was on a private jet. I couldn't even imagine wanting to fly on a private jet. I mean, you did once, right, Jay?
I did twice, and it's scary as hell.
Is it not awesome? It's not awesome at all.
It's awesome. I mean, I was on it with like, it was very fast both times too. It was like from Florida, I think, both times. So like, it wasn't like a long any kind of flight, but it was like. Yeah, it was all. If I was on there with a bunch of friends, it would have been fucking awesome.
Oh, it wasn't friends? It was like an athlete?
No, no, no. I was on it with, no, it was on Oddball Tour. So it wasn't, it was like Schumer, Aziz, Rachel.
Oh, was it Amy Schumer's private jet? Was it hers or did she steal it from someone else?
Did they make you did they make you and Amy sit on the opposite ends of the balance it out?
God damn it.
All right, guys, we're in some turbulence. You're going to need Jay in the front, Amy in the back.
And if you guys can just, like, really try to balance it out for us. No, it was, you know what it was? I was, like, weirdly uncomfortable. They were, like, I was more documenting in my mind how comfortable Aziz, Amy, and Rachel were on a private plane. Do you know what I mean? Like, they didn't have anything in them that was like, yo, this is nuts. That we're on that's all I was in the whole time. Like,
well, Rachel was doing an impression of her grandmother the whole time.
She was.
Like, but, this is really cool.
God, this is a private jet you're on right here.
Aziz, it probably wasn't anything new.
Yeah, that was what they. That's how they've flown for a decade.
Yeah, that might have been the first time.
Not at that point. This is 7-8 years ago of whatchamacallit. It was like the height of her thing. And Aziz was pretty hot with this. So it was like a packed every show. So no, it was Live Nation had a private jet to fly them back.
No, but I'm just saying they've probably been in private jets.
Oh no, it wasn't their first time. That's almost what I'm saying though. It's like that was blowing me away that their age, like that they were like, yeah, private jets. Why is that crazy? Like, I don't know. I think Ricky Velez flies around in a private jet.
Velez?
Yeah, Ricky Velez.
Does he?
Yeah.
No. Pete's crew have their own private jets?
No, I think like it's probably like involved in Pete stuff, if I had to guess, but maybe not.
Yeah,
you can get one. You just want a guy to be willing to pay $50,000 to go to like Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that's wild.
From New York.
No. I would love to be able to, and I can. I do get it because the reality is like, I grew up so poor that the idea of even making six figures at like 18, that would have sounded like $1 million to me.
Oh, yeah.
That would, like,
so you like made that, it, you're done.
Like, that's like, wow, like, that's crazy. And, like, you just sort of grow out of it and you sort of think of money a little bit differently as you get older and, you know, you become a real adult and not actual garbage. But, yeah, it's fucking a wild, wild thing. Good for Schultz. I mean, honestly, I'm not hating at all. I am half kidding, but it is fucking my girlfriend.
Tim Dillon's got fuck you money right now.
Yeah, these guys are all killing it.
That's great. Good for them.
Well, every time I feel like I'm doing well, I look at those guys and I'm like, God damn it, dude, I need to get my shit together.
Yeah.
But that's good for you.
You figure out the thing. You know what I mean? Whatever it is.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah, look, I think we're all doing pretty goddamn well considering with what I do with my life. Like, if aliens were watching me, they'd be like, nah, that's not okay. We should kill him. He's like, what does he even do? He didn't do anything.
What does this guy do?
What does he do? He just yells at people. And it doesn't even make sense most of the time. Whether it's on a podcast or behind the scenes, he's just yelling random gibberish. And it makes sense only half the time.
Oh, dude. I fucking... Sorry. Guess Digital, man. What a terrible time to have a basement hurricane season.
That's fine. You know what it is? It's these things. I always say this to Ralph, like, because I think it's like tons of damage, like a wild amount of work and like just crazy amount. But it's like,
sucks.
You know, I don't really
have to. It's out of your hands.
Yeah, there's nothing that I can do. Me being upset does nothing. Like, nope. It really affects Ralph.
It's so weird when you have that mentality.
Yeah.
Because if you just always had that mentality, you wouldn't be you through 90% of your day.
Very often,
but
yelling.
Every now and then, do you remember, Jay, I remember when, this is what it reminds me of, when Lewis destroyed his laptop that time at his house.
A laptop?
Yeah, just right on top of a lab.
My laptop.
When you destroyed your computer, your laptop, at your old apartment, and this was, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, Lewis was broke as shit, and it was a MacBook, and it was like, that was at a time where that was like a real thing.
New MacBook happening.
Yes, yeah. Like that was, and I remember me and Jay were like, oh, dude, this is, oof. You know, Lewis has such fucking anger problems. He's going to break down in front of us. And Lewis just laughed at it and goes, what are you going to do? And you're like, but then someone will like take the wrong turn in a cab and he loses his mind. So this thing, right, your studio flooding, costing you probably tens of thousands of dollars, you'd think is the thing. And that's when Lewis has this like Zen Buddhist mindset.
No, I'm telling you, I know that
the universe gives and the universe takes.
No, but it's a weird thing about that.
Push and pull, you know?
I like, my Uber driver this morning when everything was getting fucked up getting to the airport today. He was hearing all the huffing and puffing when it was like, we're going to be like 10 minutes past when I can get my bag checked and everything. And he hears me huffing and puffing on that. Once it got to, not only was I not going to check a bag, but I'm probably not making this flight. That's like the most calm part of the ride. You start thinking of the other things. You're like, I'll head out tomorrow. I have to cancel the show tonight. It is what it is. And it's like, everyone will get over it. There's nothing I can do about it. Like, I'm fucked. Like, it's not like I could change course right now and make anything different. I got
Did you get hit hard by this storm, Lewis?
No, I have a little bit of there was a little like water damage in my roof just in general. Like it drips down. They had to like repaint James's like ceiling in his bedroom, and it started really coming through like last night. So they got to like come in and like fix this. But it's pretty minor. It doesn't like.
And you don't give a shit. That's the nice thing about fucking renting. It's like whatever shit's going on in there is not really my
problem. I literally just texted him a picture and I was like, the roof is falling apart. Fix this.
Dude,
I get to withhold my rent if you won't.
Yeah, I had a leak in my like the third bathroom that we really don't use in the fucking house. And I called my landlord and I was like, oh yeah, there's like a bad leak there. And he was like, is it okay if I come tomorrow and do it? And I was like, you can come next week, dude. It's like your house that's being destroyed with this shit. Like, I don't care. But we didn't even get it bad. No, like fucking like flooding or anything like that. But I got one of those, you know, Amber Alert type texts, not like the, you know, like flash flood warning. But I've never gotten one before like this. So it's storming hard outside.
Oh, is the life flash flood warning thing?
Yes, they go, this is a matter of life and death. Flash flood warning, and I've never seen that before. And I was like, "Whoa, that kind of freaked me out." Like, what do you mean?
Well,
like,
people died.
I'm gonna die.
People died. How did 41 people died last night?
I don't want to be an asshole, and I don't want to be insensitive, but you got to be a goddamn retard if rain can kill you.
Storm kills you,
dude. Yeah, you know, like, I'd be an asshole. Like,
your death certificate said rain.
You jerk off. Would you leave your umbrella home? The fuck happened here? How the fucking rain kill you?
Can you not swim in knee deep water?
you fucking dickhead. Would you fucking float into the sewer? How'd you die?
It's always going to be things like weirdly, like electrocution, a tree, or like a house.
Like an old lady was like in a basement apartment and she was like, it's okay, it'll stop coming in eventually.
Yes, she had her neck up, just in chin above the water. And she goes, I'm coming home to you, Harold. This is it.
That looks pretty bad. The city got fucked up, huh?
There was a bunch of fucked up shit. I don't know. It didn't like. Now
I don't want.
What fucked me was the ride today. Just like my ride to the airport was just it.
Well, I was gonna go to sparring last night, and then we got this flash flood warning. It was like, do not drive unless it's emergency situation. Yeah. I was like, dude, I gotta fucking beat Ellis. Goes,
emergency, fighting Jason Ellis. I'll tell you, emergency.
So where's my poop Amber Alert on that?
So I ended up staying in last night and watching Naked and Afraid of Love. It's a new Of Love series.
What is now, it?
Who is
Naked,
it? I don't
you know.
What
the, you know the show
is.
Naked and Afraid?
I'm familiar.
Love Naked and Afraid. Love it. One of my favorite shows. Right? Two people in the woods naked. Love it.
Naked and Afraid. How Lewis lives his life.
Guess what? Now they've added an Of Love element.
Oh.
So they have 16 competitors. They're all naked. Now it's like a pussy.
Wait, but are they afraid of love? It's like people with commitment issues who are naked.
That's the angle. No, they're all fucking hot. They're all actors. Let's get real, right? They're on like a deserted, like fucking beautiful tropical island, and like the fucking shelters are half made for them, and there's coconuts everywhere. Like they're not really like, but they do have to like hunt for shit and fucking, you know.
It's all censored though.
Yeah, Jay. It's not porn, Jay.
Don't care.
I'm not watching it to masturbate, Jay. I'm watching it because I'm
to get ready to masturbate.
Well, why do you care that why do you care that they're naked though?
Because that's the intrigue. If they weren't naked, it wouldn't even be slightly intriguing. It's awkward as fuck. They're all naked around each other. They're just meeting each other. They're all in different parts of the islands, and then they come together and they meet new people. It's awkward as fuck. Like that element
I'm with
them.
I'm with Jay on this one. If you're not in it for seeing them naked, why do you care if they're naked? I compartmentalize all that stuff. Like if I'm not in it to like get a boner, then just let me watch a show. I don't care about
it's almost like why watch, and I don't watch The Masked Singer, but the angle is that they're masked and they're singing. You have to guess who they are. Why wouldn't we just watch people singing then? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's,
well, I don't watch any of that, so it doesn't work on me.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't want to watch people singing. Suck or not, dude. that's all stupid fucking show. Hey, everyone, it's huge what celebrity Bud like, Bundy.
It's like, why do we sit down and watch Blacked every week? I don't know.
Have you watched the show? Like, hey, everyone, who was the blue dolphin? Oh, it was fucking Marcy Darcy from Married with Children. It's like never a real celebrity.
Yeah.
Once in a while. I don't know. Why do we watch the new Full House every single episode? Because it's there.
Over and over again. Learning the lines.
Performing them.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the price. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction.
Hey,
Louis,
Dave,
Jay, I know you Dave, both suffer with that.
Dave, how about we stop singing it right now and I just show you what's up?
Yeah. Holy
there
shit.
Whoa.
Oh my God. That. We're doing a Zoom show, but that came right through the screen.
That vein right there is new.
Can you back your camera up a little bit because it's taking up the entire frame?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Peeking out from the side. There I am.
Wow.
I know I gotta be way back. I'm way back here.
It looked like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park. I thought like at first it was just your dick hole coming up to the camera lens.
Jay, is your dick staying at that hotel or is that hotel staying at your dick?
Wow. I don't even know anymore. They paid me when I got here. Hang on, let me punch it back into my pants.
Well, Jay,
down.
All right, obviously you know, Jay, but for those who don't, Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so there's no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at a pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Well, that's the best part. The best part of everything.
Don't say the word Blue Chew. Don't say the word Blue Chew loud. It wakes him up. It wakes him up.
The best part about this is the convenience. Like, it comes right to your door, and we're going to give you a free fucking trial. You don't got to pay for anything. You're going to try for free. That is putting your money where your mouth is, okay? That's putting your money where your dick is. Go to BlueChew.com.
Putting your money where her mouth is.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or his mouth is.
Go to BlueChew.com and use that promo code Legion. You're going to get your first month absolutely free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. But let me tell you something. They know it's going to work. You know it's going to work. Why would they give you a free trial if it wasn't going to work? You're going to get it. You're going to love it. It's going to change your fucking life. Once again, go to BlueChew.com right now. Use that promo code Legion for a free trial. Okay. Let's get back into it.
Can I, dog, the DOG, the bounty hunter, was
I thought we were talking about Snoop.
No. The DOG. Not DOGG.
Oh, okay.
Dog was back in the thing. So Dog was in trouble a while back. They caught him like a phone call where he fucking drops the N-bomb.
His son was dating. We covered it on the show. His son was dating a black chick. And he was like, it was very funny if you remember what he said. Because he was being like matter of fact. He was like, you have the old
yeah, I told him to bring up the old things. I want to remember that because now also his daughter is saying he's homophobic, and the World Star video is him being interviewed by a black dude explaining what the simple miscommunication was here.
Well, I understand what he was saying. He was simply explaining that he was not saying she was the N-word like a scum sucking piece of shit N-word. He's saying she's like an N-word, like, you know, just an N-word.
Keep going, Lewis.
Right.
I don't know. Let's hear.
I'm not taking a chance on some motherfucker out there. If she's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word nigger sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years. A fucking nigger heard to say nigger and turned us into the Inquirer magazine. Our career is over. I'm not taking that chance at all.
Well, you kind of are. By leaving this voicemail.
Yeah. Anyway, call me when you get a chance.
Nigger, we would all say fuck you. And you know that. If we just brought the black guy home, yeah, and it's not that they're black. It's none of that. It's that we use the word nigger. We don't mean you fucking scum nigger without a soul. We don't mean that shit. But America would think we mean that. And we're not taking a chance on losing everything we got over a racial slur. Because our son goes with the girl.
Like, can you pause it for a second? It's just so funny. It's already his mentality. He goes, and we're not going to take the chance of losing everything over a racial slur. And you almost want to be like, well, you could just stop saying the word. Like, well, obviously, that's not an option. So,
like at this point, if I'm his lawyer, I'm 1 minute in, and I'm like, we don't got to listen to any more of this, do we?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'm going to ask this. Tapes can be on the record.
You could doctor that kind of shit. You could doctor tapes. Stop. We don't need to hear any more of that. That's all doctored.
Your Honor, I'm going to ask for a short recess to talk to my client.
Well, it is weird because you're right. I forgot. He is. He's trying to describe it. He's like, don't bring your black girlfriend around, because a lot of times we're like, oh, what's up, nigga? Like, he's trying to make it sound like that, but he's not saying it like
I don't
that
think
at all.
He's saying it like that. I think he's saying that we use the word nigger, and we use it in a way that is, you know, could be misconstrued as real racism, even though we're not actually really racist, but this is a word that we casually throw around, and we will, like, no, I don't think they use it like the what do they call it, Ebonics way. I don't think that's what he's saying at all. I think they're fucking hillbillies, and they use it, and they use it in a racist way, but I think the nuance there is his despair, or in his mind, he's not actually racist. I don't think he is racist. I think the reality is, like, he's a fucking bigot and he says fucked up shit.
Sure. That's a weird distinction.
No. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that
I do. I do get what you're saying.
He is probably on the spectrum.
I don't think
of
Anthony.
Racist.
Yes, he is definitely on the spectrum. Of racism. I don't think Anthony Cumia would call himself racist.
Right.
But he's
That's what we're here for.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, I think that's from his perspective. He's going like, no, I have black friends. My son's dating a black chick. I don't have a problem you dating a black chick. Just don't bring her around, because I'm going to say this word and it's going to ruin my career.
Yeah.
Look.
It's so funny.
I get it, though.
It's not right.
It's wrong,
but I hear him.
But I get it. I get it, bro.
He's like,
it's wrong.
And by the way, he was kind of proven correct, as this came out and greatly damaged his career.
Well, did his son leak this?
I don't know who leaked it.
Dude, if Baby James leaked my fucking... Oh. If Baby James leaked every episode of this podcast ever. Oh,
oh my God, I hope never gets this out there.
Oh, Baby James.
Do you have the thing of him talking on with the dude on the World Star? It's great.
Let's see.
Color me unamused.
He thought he had a pass. Let's see. You
have a total mess on your hands.
His face while he's describing it.
Your old Bonnie also claims she was not invited to her dad's wedding because she supports the Black Lives Matter movement.
Pause it. By the way, I just like to say also, I don't think the body's even cold yet on his wife, Beth, with the big titties, that he's already remarried.
Oh, she died?
Huh?
She died?
Yeah, I forget when.
Yeah, she died like not 4 or 5 years ago.
No, give him a break, Jay.
Okay. Sorry.
I mean, how long are you gonna fucking wait around, dude? She's a big old fat ugly lady.
Who? Beth?
Beth. Yeah.
Beth this chick. Monster he, cans, this new chick he's got. He met her at Beth's funeral.
I bet Beth was fun to bang.
Man, everything's
yes,
fun
I do.
To bang, Jay.
Don't you dare.
Dad.
I have never been a racist. I'm 33.5% Apache, but because of over 15 years ago, I have an Achilles heel because I used the wrong word.
Well, let me ask you about that. That moment 15 years
ago. Ask away,
yes,
nigger.
That phone call with your son. Correct. You were using language, you know, 6 times during that call. You used the N-word.
Yes, sir.
Why were you using that word so freely?
Well, I thought I had a pass in the black tribe to use it, kind of like Eminem.
Who gave you the pass?
The brothers.
Who were the brothers?
I had just, you know, gotten out of prison in 19.
The Aryan brothers.
Spending time in 18 months in Texas, and it was probably 3/4 from the black tribe. So that was a word that we used back and forth as maybe a compliment. My pass expired for using it, but no one told me that. to say a racist name doesn't qualify. Right.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
He treated it like he got pulled over with an expired license.
Yeah.
He goes, oh,
I didn't
shit,
know I only had 7 years out of prison where I was allowed to say it. On year eight, you got to retire from your vocabulary.
Well, they also gave him his show back. He got canceled for a minute, but they gave him his show back, dude.
He goes, oh, did I never pay that renewal fee?
He did come back. I'm 99% positive. Look that up.
You might be right. I used to watch it, but it got so boring. It was so boring. It just got boring. It's like it's over and over, same thing.
Well, let's watch the rest of this video and then we'll look it up.
If you use that word, use that word and you use it in your regular everyday life, it makes you a racist.
I have more black that's friends stupid. Than Eminem.
That is the proximity argument. Like, okay. I have lots of black friends, so that should make me okay
that's
with
why
black
I say
people.
Don't defending it's
Chapman
the worst.
Also denies his daughter's allegations that he used homophobic language.
Why would she say that? She's been fed.
Because she's a dyke.
I have three people that are on my staff that are gay men. Mm-hmm. My daughter's gay, baby Lisa. I don't understand why anybody would ever say that.
I hear what you're saying. But remember, proximity does not mean that you're not racist or homophobic.
Would I die for a gay man or a black man? I'd lay down my life.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, that's the most fucking woke thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's not bad.
He laid down his life.
By the way, I hate that argument, though.
Big bad dog.
The thing where they're like, proximity does not mean you're not. It's like, well, it kind of helps. I mean, I don't know. If you're like, my daughter's gay, I hire gay people, I have gay friends. Like, yeah, that does kind of help. I'm not saying it proves you don't hate gay people, but it kind of lets you know I'm not like a vicious homophobe. Like, you know.
It lends itself to being like, you know, that probably they're not. Homophobic,
didn't you, you know Lewis, I mean? Like, you had,
if you're homophobic, you probably wouldn't employ a bunch.
Yeah, Lewis,
just so you know, guys, Snapple facts are back.
Oh, there we
pigs
go.
Pigs can't get a sunburn.
Oh yeah, well, everyone knows that. But Lewis, you had like a bit about it, but it was like a funny thing, like where it's like, I forget exactly how you did it, but like the idea, I remember like you told me about the idea when you first started doing the bit, and it was like almost like if you're like, oh, like, where is it? Like, oh, it's like, oh, so you. Like, you hate eggs, and you were like, well, I had eggs for breakfast. And they're like, that's what everyone who hates eggs says. Yeah. And you're like, no, that's actually a really good argument.
Well, it's like
it's like, a really good case that I don't hate eggs if I ate them for breakfast.
Well, yeah, I have tons of black friends. It's like, that's what racists say. It's like, no. Racists say they want to kill black people. What are you talking
about? Or at very least, a racist says, I have no black friends.
I hate black people. Not my best friend. My best friend and wife are black. That's what a racist would say. I love this black woman with all my heart. Yeah. Okay, sure racist.
All right, you're playing a long game. I get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have ever seen. There was this unbelievable fucking... It was a podcast on Sam Harris. I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he's like a political commentator, but he's a neurologist. He's like crazy brilliant fucking guy. And he had Chelsea Handler on. And she said at one point, they were talking about Bill Burr, and they were like people who are calling Bill Burr racist for, you know, some joke or something like that. And Sam Harris was like, well, this is a guy who's like married to a black woman. And Chelsea Handler goes, oh, that's the old thing. I have black friends. I have this, that. And Sam Harris just calls her out on it. And he's like totally brilliant. And like, he's like, he goes, no, you've just totally bought into a meme. He's like, if he's married to a black woman, he clearly doesn't hate black people. Like, how would that possibly work? How would that, like, how would you even in your mind?
Well,
think
there's this theory that some people are so racist that they would want to marry and like dominate a black person and spend their like, I mean, dude, I'm so, they make me sick so much that I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with them and raise children with them.
Happy 10th anniversary, you dirty nigger.
Like, it's so bananas.
Here's a diamond necklace, you dirty coon.
Yeah, it's the diamond anniversary, you pig piece of shit.
You're half a human.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't have diamond necklaces for gorillas, so I got you a girl one.
Gorilla? Let's do plugs real quick. Right quick. Is that okay?
Yeah. Right quick. We could fit in right quick.
I got a couple things coming up that I really want to get off. Is that okay if I go first this time?
Dude, get off. Get yourself off.
Get off. First of all, London. I'm coming to London for the first time ever. I'm going to be at City Comedy Club in London on Tuesday, October 5th. Right now, it's a 7:30 p.m. show. You can grab tickets. Just go to lewisofskanks.com. The tickets will be up there. Yeah, it's going to be, it's a very small theater. Hopefully we sell it out. They will add a second show if we sell it out. So grab your tickets and bring your friends. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've never been to England before. I'm doing a warm up on Bisping's one man show for the entire week, but this is going to be me running my hour, and it's a bunch of new material that's really, really dirty that I'm not going to be doing with Bisping. So you guys will love that. September 16th, I have another Depraved happening at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's myself hosting Adrian Appalucci, Yamanika Saunders, Derek Gaines, Mike Cannon. I got a bunch of fucking comics. The lineup is going to be bonkers, dude. Louis Katz is on the show. Really incredible lineup. Grab tickets for that right now. Then September 30th through October 2nd, I will be at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. Zach Amico, Colm Turrell, Natalie Cuomo, all coming down with me. We're doing live relapse podcast plus stand-up shows all weekend. And also, oh wait, September 25th, I'm all over the place with these dates, I'll be in Royersford, Pennsylvania at Soul Joe's. I'm doing a showcase. They're doing a showcase. I forget the name of the show, but it's a really filthy showcase. I think it might even be two shows, but grab your tickets. It's me and a bunch of other comics that will be on Skankfest. It's like a Skankfest pre-party show that some comics have put together, which is going to be a lot of fun. I'll be out there, so come out and support that as well. And lots more stuff coming up, so go to lewisofskanks.com. Support the other shows on the network. Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Part of the Problem, SDR Show. If you guys want instant access to gasdigitalnetwork.com, you get the premium service, gives you instant access to all of our shows, the on-demand library for every single show, all ad-free, uncensored episodes. Every show we've ever done for Legion of Skanks and all of our other shows, all in one place. Use that promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Also, if you subscribe for the 2-year membership in September, before the end of September, if you buy a 2-year membership, we're giving away a limited edition Gas Digital backpack, which you can't get anywhere else. Ooh, back to school. Cool. Back to school, baby boy. So
you should
go
not be listening to our show if you need a backpack, unless you're going back to school at like 35.
No, look, a lot of our fans have to carry their freedom somehow.
We're giving one away to Billy Madison.
That's it,
Dave.
Oh well, I'm off for the rest of the year because I got a baby boy coming, and to borrow Lewis's term,
I got a baby boy.
coming. But part of the problem is my podcast here on the network. Go check that out. And Libertas is up on YouTube if you want to watch my hour from 2017. And yeah, Skankfest, that'll be the next time I'm out.
Hell yeah. Skankfest South, November 5th through 7th, Houston, Texas. Shout out to your Kratom.
BigJComedy.com. For all my dates, I'm on the road a ton. You're listening to this. I am currently in San Diego. I don't know if there's any tickets left for any of the shows, but check if you're here. Next weekend, Charlotte, North Carolina, Thursday through Saturday. And then the weekend after that, I will be at Governor's, Long Island. My return to Long Island. So let's come on, you people never come to the city. You Long Island shits. Come out and support that show. Moon Tower Festival, Bonfire Live. That Friday at Moon Tower, I believe it's the 24th, at Antone, 6 p.m., Bonfire, of course, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Faction Talk 103 on Sirius XM and the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Also, check out my show, The Worst, if you're in New York ever. Also, I'll be doing that in Moon Tower. But check out The Worst show, the next one featuring Luis J. Gomez. What?
Oh, yeah, when is that?
I don't know, on a Tuesday at some point. man. What am I, a producer? I just show up that day. All right. That's all. That's all my shit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
A lot
hell
of
yeah,
stuff. A lot of dates there. Antifa. Doesn't have to just be me.
I couldn't believe how much. I didn't, then when that letter came out, Dave, I saw the letter. A fan sent it to me with like how fucking ridiculous is this, but I didn't realize it kept like saying like Legion of Skank. It doesn't shout me out at all, but it does.
No, Lewis got a shout out.
Gets Lewis a couple, yeah.
Lewis got the first quote.
And it's so funny they do this. This Seth Simon says this a lot, too. They call me Lewis Gomez, like they're getting me. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's like, it's like you're just a part of this bit, you idiots. Like, you're not, like, like, you're in my, like, you're part of, like, I'm a character. Like, what are you talking about? You're just observing this whole, like, world. Like, how do you,
because,
like,
the truth is that they are, and I want everyone to hear me when I say this, they are fans. They may not admit it, but they are fans of ours. All those guys are. They know all of our bits. They know all of our things. They can go back and take quotes out from all these different things. And so they almost think, like, he almost thinks, like, ah, oh, yeah, this is what pisses Lewis off. I'll call him Lewis Gomez instead of Lewis J. Gomez.
Actually, no, that's, I appreciate the fact that you don't use the J and make me less searchable in your hit pieces, you fucking faggot idiot.
But it's like the private parts thing. You know what I mean? Like, what's happening right now is just like, you know, the people who love him listen an hour and a half. The people who hate him listen for 2.5 hours. Why do they listen? They both say, I want to see what he's going to say next. But it's like if that group had an uprising, like decided to make like public demonstrations.
Dude, I'll never forget. It was Lewis had something. This was years ago. But there was some guy who was like just hating on fucking Lewis, like shitting on him on Twitter. And he mentioned, you know, he was like, Lewis sucks and he's the worst fucking comic. I don't know why he's even doing this. And then he mentioned something that Lewis said. Like, he was like, this bit, like, totally sucked. And it was a, and Lewis responded and he goes, dude, that bit was an hour and 20 minutes into Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah.
Because you're not only listening to my show, you're listening to my main show, my other show, and all the way deep into it.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fan.
Well like when Jake Flores makes a joke all the time, he's like, this guy got Real Ass Dude of the Week. I was like, Jake, the only way you know about Real Ass Dude of the Week is if you're listening to Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, like, not even, I'm up here. There's like, not Lewis's biggest show or his second biggest show, his third biggest show. And
there are the
bit on that.
Lewis, that's what you were saying with me having the social media like company posting my stuff. Like, the algorithms it hits, like the certain jokes go on. What's funny when it's not fans, because like, it's jokes about my daughter when she was like 14. She's like 19 now. So it's funny when people, you could tell who doesn't know me at all and just seeing the joke, because in the middle they're like, when she grows up, dude, she's going to fucking like hate, she's going to hate you, or if she doesn't know. But you know what I mean? It's like the people that just like wound up
and
about
like,
this shit.
Yeah, joke's on you. She has grown up and she does hate him.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Signed, quite the opposite. Signed Isabella. When she grows up, she's going to fucking hate you.
She's in her own apartment. It's so weird.
That is fucking, that is bizarre, dude.
So weird. Yeah, but good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
My daughter too. So weird.
Your own place. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
James
to watch
her on her own.
James had a threesome with them, which was weird for me.
Wow, that's
so
weird,
dude.
Damn, dude. Yeah. James.
Weird.
Hispanic and black girl threesome. Damn, James, get it in. If I wasn't her dad, I'd be like, get it in, boy, but now I'm upset. Hey, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks real quick. And, of course, that is rockauto.com. So masculine. So full of masculinity. What we lack in masculinity, rockauto.com brings to you. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. Now, look, we're not car guys, but I know you're out there listening. You are car guys. You're listening to us right now while you're fixing up that old jalopy your dad left before he got killed in the war, or you're building your own car so you can scout for 14-year-olds by a mall. It doesn't matter the reasons. That's not our problem, all right? Because they don't find out shit like that at rockauto.com. They just have the parts available, and you order them.
No questions asked at rockauto.com.
Rockauto.com doesn't co-sign anything. They just don't want to know.
You need a trunk that can't be opened from the inside? Rockauto.com.
RockAuto.com can get you that, but they turn a blind eye to your reasons. They don't ask why. They just give you.
And also, look, maybe you have a friend working on your car. Maybe you're bringing your car to an auto body shop, and you don't really trust that shifty-eyed auto body guy behind the counter. You shouldn't.
Russian.
You shouldn't. They're up to no good, and they're trying
to
rip
you
off.
Maybe you have a friend working on your car. Maybe your friend's the problem, and you need him killed. Go to RockAuto.com. They'll
Rock
take care of it for you.
Auto.
They don't ask questions.
Will never ask you why you're buying their shit.
Yeah.
RockAuto.com is a website.
Why do you want chains? Why do you want things that shackle people to the floor of your car? I don't care. I don't want to know. Here's those shackles.
RockAuto.com.
It is.
Oh, you
it
want really sound, you place. Want soundproof windows for your car so nobody can hear screams? RockAuto.com.
You want a trunk full of blindfolds and gags for a 10-year-old? RockAuto.com.
But seriously, guys, we are just kidding about all of these things we just said. Make sure you guys go to rockauto.com for the best auto part prices in the world. They really are the best. They don't fuck around, guys. Anything you need, they got it there for you. And there is no promo code needed as they already have the best pricing possible. Once again, that's rockauto.com. Okay.
Where were we?
I was, was this in the Facebook group or was it in the Reddit? Somebody posted
this. Was this in the Facebook group or was this in my head?
Aja Akira, I guess, was talking to, they were having a debate. We'd have to pull up the debate. It doesn't matter because, you know, it's sort
Who's
of,
Aja Akira?
She's a porn Asian porn star, right? And I guess she was talking to these guys about, like, you know, just the, you know, like a 13-year-old boy fucking like a porn star, right? She was like, if I took this boy into a room over here and fucked him, would you feel like he was abused? You know, I'm not saying like, would you look at me differently, but would you think like I abused this kid? And the guys were sort of like debating it. And the one guy was like, he was like, I have a son who's like in that age group. So, and then I started thinking about it, cause I always do say that where I was like, I wouldn't think that like it's abuse. When you hear about a 13-year-old fucking a teacher. So I don't call it abuse. I definitely understand it's on the spectrum of fucked up and it's on the spectrum of like sexual abuse, but I'm not going like, oh, this kid was victimized. The reality is I think he probably gains confidence from it and like probably crushes life and attacks life a little differently than kids who weren't getting laid at that age. But if it was my son, yeah, I would 100% have met.
But isn't that...
Yeah, I would lose my mind.
But isn't part of that, like, at least to me, right? Like, okay, so I remember when we had what's her name on the podcast. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be insulting. I'm just blanking on her fucking name. But the porn
I just don't I don't remember any women
who's
names.
Who's a porn mogul who does like the sports radio
Lisa
show.
Ann.
Lisa Ann. Yes, no insult to her. I'm
all
terrible.
All right, Dave
things.
Noted.
No insult to her. I just don't respect whores.
No insult to her. It's just dime a dozen. You know what I mean? But she said the thing, and I really respected it. Where she said something along the lines of like, she was like, look, if you're doing porn, your parents fucked up. You didn't have a good life. Like things were bad for you. So she wasn't like making it like this thing of like, oh, it's so noble and it's totally normal to do. But she was like, but people who have had fucked up lives and fucked up situations, they got to do something too. Right. So this is, it's almost like to me, like the thing you're saying, like there are like deviant fucked up kids, which is almost like the situation you were in. Where you're like, oh, I had like a dad who died in a knife fight and a fucking drug addict mom and all this. To you, it's not that bad. But then
mom who died in a needle fight.
Needle fight. She won and died.
Yeah. gotcha.
But then you're talking about your sweet boy who you gave a great life to. And you're like, no, it's a little different for them. So it's kind of different for different people. Like there are some kids who are way more fucked up and for that reason advanced in a fucked up way. And there's some kids who are
I mean, I guess there's maybe some dads out there who might high five their 13-year-old son for getting laid as well. But I would feel like I fucked up. I would feel like I would fucked up if my 13-year-old son got pussy. I think I would feel like I fucked up.
I think
is that crazy?
No, I think I would want to kill not even think. I'd kill a fucking woman who tried to fuck my 13-year-old son. Like, that's insane.
What if his dick was bigger than yours, though?
Well, go ahead. Have
fun. Well, I'm like, you can't do this.
Sis.
Then he goes, Dad, come on. I'm like,
oh, look, oh, sis, son. I get son. It. You're getting that sweet Smith meat, but that is
no, but you know what I'm
no
saying?
Bueno.
But like some kid who's like in and out of like juvie or something like that, who's like, fuck.
No, that's
like,
what I was saying,
it's
Dave.
It's different.
Like,
it's just not the same thing.
A 13-year-old, just like in life, like a 13-year-old like child of like two drug addicts, it would like eat our kids for fucking lunch. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Our kids aren't prepared to be in a world with those, which is good. I mean,
yeah, that's what you want.
They don't have to feel that way yet. They'll have to learn eventually, but like they don't have to learn stuff like that now.
I just like at 13, I had what grade is 13? Is that going into ninth grade?
I think that's ninth grade, yeah.
So I had made out.
Oh, no, maybe I'm off on that. Eighth grade? Eighth grade.
I mean, look, I wasn't really hooking up yet. Ninth grade is when I first hooked up and, like, you know, felt the girl's titties and went down on a chick. It was 10th grade, probably. But that's not super far off. You know what I'm saying? But I would still, like, at 13, if my son was just, like, even, like, if my son was having sex at 13 years old.
It's not what you're hoping for.
I was like, you would just hope that he would, like, you know, I can't even put my finger on why it would bother me. Like, it would just almost be like, I almost, you know what it is? Like, I'm such a sexual deviant that I feel like, what happened? Like, why do you need to fucking get your nuts off so bad when you're that young? It's like, go be a kid. Like, why are you fucking
Well, that's
so-
it, too. It's sure. That there's something about that is like your childhood's over now. You're in a different, like, realm. You don't want that. You don't want that to fucking happen. But I also think it's like, to that point, it's not the same thing as a fucking, like, a 25-year-old chick fucking a 13-year-old boy is not the same thing as a 25-year-old dude fucking a 13-year-old chick. Not to say they're not both fucked up.
No, yeah,
it's just not the same.
One's more fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
One time, me and my buddy James Ciccone were hitchhiking. We would hitchhike all the time in, like, middle school.
Tell me this doesn't end with you guys fucking each other.
I was probably in the seventh grade.
Oh, God.
Maybe eighth grade. We were, like, hitchhiking from, like, the mall home. And this fucking white trash bra with big titties and a Camaro pulled over and gave us a ride. And I remember, dude, she was, like, fucking... I remember now, as an adult now, I was like, this bitch wanted to get fucked by two little boys. Like, she was like, dude, she, like, had her titties, like, you could see her nipples, like... Her shirt was kind of coming down. She was being super suggestive and, like, just being really, like, overly sexual. Like, she had her legs, like, spread in the car, like, and we, oh, man, dude, I was such a little bitch, dude. We should have double teamed that over. One of my biggest regrets of my life, I think back
to the biz. I told you guys before, I did, like, weird semi-sexual stuff, like, oddly young, and then not again till I was 17.
Like, both times with cousins.
Like, yeah. No, like, neighbor girls, like, fucking weird, like, touching and trying to make out and shit and showing titties and...
I didn't do any of that stuff.
Grabbing my dick, but no, like, no blowjobs or handjobs. It wasn't even towards, it was like, just, like, touching and looking and then, like...
Well, yeah, that was the time where you were sort of experimenting with your body. Like, look, the other thing is, like, kids aren't left alone like that anymore.
It's that is the major difference.
Like Max and James would be 69ing every fucking chance they had if we left them alone to their own devices. They have dicks and mouths. What are they going to not fucking end up in each other's mouths? I mean, come on.
That, Lewis, that's a bit, by the way. You got to write that. Shit, it's just some of the idea. Goes, I'm telling you, if I'm not there, if I leave for 15, I'm afraid to leave them alone to go to the door 15 minutes. I can't believe they have dicks and mouths.
Dicks and mouths, that's the name of the bit.
That's so funny.
It's true, though, dude.
You kids aren't left. That being the reason, goes, but kids aren't left alone like that anymore to try gay stuff with each other.
Dude, it's fucking true. So, like, I was just left alone. So, you know, we talked about years ago, like, you know, jerk party. It's like, we would, like, when I got home, like, my buddy John, he had two younger brothers, like, we were a little bit older, but, like, his dad had a massive porn collection. Massive. And they were all videos in this fucking thing. And they had the key to this. They knew where the key was to this fucking, like, lockbox. And his dad had a bunch of dildos that he used on his mom. And fucking, it was great. So he used to have straight up viewing parties of porn after school. We would go to his house and, like, the older brother.
Drive in with, like, big wheels.
Well, no, it was like probably six or seven kids from the neighborhood. We were in charge. We were the older, responsible kids. We were taking their tickets.
Dude, kids are so excited to see dirty stuff that it's like even the kid who finds it isn't really that embarrassed that you're like, that's the dildo dad uses on mom. This is, I mean, when we found, I told you, my buddy, we found in his dad's drawer like a awful fake pussy thing. And, like, he wasn't like, oh, that's something else. Like, he was like, whoa, look, guys, my dad's fake pussy. Like, he's just as excited as anybody else. Like, then you realize as you get older, the connotation of that, you're like, oh, your dad's fake pussy. Oh, Christ.
Well, I know we definitely, I remember a kid, like, very matter-of-factly, you know, it was probably sixth grade maybe, being like, oh, yeah, that's what he uses on Dolores.
No, I'm not saying you didn't know what it was for. I'm saying the kid whose dad's shit it was.
It's like Lewis's body.
He wasn't like thrown. He wasn't like
body posture. Like what, Jay? What do you got to say, now, dude?
So, do you disagree or agree? Yeah, but no,
I'm saying the kids whose parents isn't embarrassed of this. He's like psyched to show everyone.
One of my other biggest regrets in life, and I think I told you guys this before, but it's just, I think about this probably two or three times a month. My sister's friend Sorellis,
who's the one that got away,
2 years older than me. We found this Penthouse magazine in the woods, and this Penthouse magazine was the one, like, you know,
what were you guys doing in the woods?
There was so in Rockland County in the suburbs where I grew up, there was just woods. Like, it's just, dude, there's no way to describe it. Like,
I got you. I grew up with woods.
No, we understand. A bunch of trees grouped together.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people, even if you live in the suburbs.
New York doesn't have woods.
Well, New York City doesn't have woods, really.
No, not at all.
But I'm saying,
grew up in Philly, but there was woods.
Even in regular suburbs, like where I'm at right now, I don't know. I couldn't walk to woods right now. I'm in the suburbs, you know?
Yeah, so but it's you're like, in like a fucking. You're in Bergen County, which is like a New York City suburb.
Yeah, but Rockland County is a New York City suburb.
That's true. But you're in one of the most probably populated New York suburbs that there
are. Yes, and I was in more, this is very much suburban, more cookie cutter. I was in North Rockland area where there was actually a lot of woods, right? But behind my house, you can literally walk like, you know, 3 minutes and I'm in the woods. There's like, you know, you get deep into the woods and there's like tree houses and there's different areas. Like I knew those woods very, very well. So we
tree houses.
I know those woods like the back of my hand.
I did know the woods well. Dude.
Anyone trying to chase me, lure him into the woods.
Oh, the woods speak to you, you know? You hear that?
You'll find me in the breeze that goes between the leaves. I am the song. I am the siren. Hey, Jimmy Lewis, I'm a wood nymph.
He was just covered in leaves being a tree.
I am one with the woods.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon?
You're playing a lute. Hey, guys, I'm Lewis J. Gomez. I'm a wood nymph.
We can live amongst the animals and the flowers.
He goes, is that like a fairy? It's like a fairy.
If you're gay. The fairy, if you're gay.
Fairy? You call me fairy fairy?
Yeah, but I hid this Penthouse magazine in the woods, these woods. And one time me and Sorellis were in the woods looking at this magazine.
So you led her to that penthouse that you hid there.
Yeah, this was our little thing. And she was a cute Puerto Rican chick. And she was like, I remember her being like, she was like, oh, I'm getting so horny. And she was 2 years older than me. I'm 10. She was probably 12. And then she goes, wouldn't it be cool if we fucked? And I just audibly gulped.
You go, yeah, totally. What are we going to fuck?
And then, yeah, I just didn't say anything. I ignored it. I acted like I didn't hear it.
Wow.
And it's just, dude, it haunts me to this day. I should have just fucked that child.
You were 10, Lewis.
I know, dude. What's wrong with me, dude? I brought this story up on the podcast at least 7 times. This is how often I think about it.
No, I tell you, when I was like 14 or something, the girl came and took her titties out and laid on top of me. And she was like, what do you want to do next? And I was like, my grandma's coming home soon. You got to go. I just panicked. Yeah.
Well, that's even gayer because you were 14. I was a child.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I was presented with this fucking 12-year-old Puerto Rican chick who was very obviously already sexually averse and being fucked by all of her relatives.
Yeah.
That was a regular thing back in the day. Before the internet, dude, like, Puerto Rican chicks and black chicks were just, I mean, being ravaged by their uncles and cousins.
Before the internet?
Before the internet,
put a stop to that?
Great equalizer.
Somebody
did a lot
behind them.
What? No, James is just yelping in the background.
Oh. It's okay. James is just hearing this story and reacting naturally.
I started singing. Yeah. Have you ever heard the wolf cry of the blue corn moon? Woke him up.
Yeah, that snapped him up.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So. What should I do in England, Jay? Have you been to England? You have.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do?
Well, don't eat ever. It all sucks.
Jay, there's good food in London. London's joking. One of the biggest. You're not, though.
It is. Didn't you ask me this question
so I would be funny and say funny things? I took the lead.
There is truth to it. There is truth to it. Like, compared to, like, if you go to, like, France or Italy, you're like, oh, my God, the food is fucking incredible. And you go to England, and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
But sort of bland. You get some good fucking, like, fish and chips or something, I'm sure.
I'm sure there's good Indian food there, I'm sure.
I'm sure, like, shit like that, like, where it's, like, ethnic food.
Yeah, at this point, there's been enough infiltration from immigrants that I bet they got some good food.
Well, they have little pockets of London where, like, Sharia law exists, right?
You know, I'll tell you what.
So I can go there. I can go woman punching like you're running with the bulls in Spain.
I'm sure you're gonna do just fine in those no go zones.
Hell yeah.
But
I will tell you.
Last time I went to England was when GSP fought Josh Koscheck the first time. So it's been a while.
In my half hour,
and I remember because I watched that on my little laptop. Like a shitty laptop at the time.
Wasn't it my half hour special?
It's a laptop.
Do it again. Yeah.
Why can't you say laptop? You're 40.
I think it was my half hour special because you couldn't come to it.
I think that might have been it. Yeah. So that was.
Jay only categorizes things when his friends have disappointed him.
And I only categorize them by UFC fights. I don't know. Yeah. Did Jay do
that
something?
Time Lewis said he wanted to hang out and then didn't show up. That was that same date.
Oh, Christmas 2017.
Before Lewis disappointed you. It was right when I disappointed you.
Christmas 2017. Right, oh, that's when Justin Silver told me he was going to come to the movies and then cancel last minute.
And now I remember. Like, and it was Randy Couture versus Gabriel Gonzaga was the main event.
Wow.
The main event was your friend doing a half hour special.
No, it was not. No, Jay, it was not. That was not available online.
I'll tell you what I did when I was out there last time when Carla came with me was to legitimately just jump on those. The color line buses, you know, like the red bus or the
double decker buses.
Yeah, and just go and they just stop everywhere and you can just get off and look. And it's like, it was pretty interesting, man. I thought there was actually pretty interesting shit to see there. There was just
so
like
you got
that touristy thing I did. Yeah,
that's awful.
Sure. I just think for like, in like a couple hours, you can just kind of see the stuff you'd want to see and then figure out what you'd want to do.
Big Ben, so good on what to do. Queen.
If you can go to the Piccadilly Circus and go to that comedy store, pretty great. Or the Comedy Cellar, whatever it's called. It's one of those two.
I don't know. I'm doing my own show. Fuck that.
Yeah, but if you wanted to just go check out like comedy out here. But
listen to fucking dry British comedy.
Yeah, don't you want to go hear fucking whimsical horse shit?
Yeah. I don't know. I have two British guys opening up for me in England. Oh, I told them the book, like Dirty Comedians.
Two men, 15.
Don't you hate when a girl has a big fanny, do you?
And then she makes a poot in me face, and I'll go, excuse me, ma'am, are you pooting in me face, yes? And she looks at me and she says, yeah.
I brought this bird up to me flat.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I'm giving her the old Jolly Roger.
I'll give her the old in, out, in, out.
She's getting ready to explode with passion. The next thing I know, comes to find out she's a married woman.
Then here I am smoking a fag. She's smoking a fag. We're both smoking fags. That's going to be all. I'm just going to make fag jokes over and over and over again the whole time.
You got it, bro. You're going to love it.
This is it. Like, you dude. Do that. Like, hey, you guys want to put a fag in your mouth?
I got a bunch more like that.
That's over and over
again. So buckle up, guys.
You guys are going to take a fag directly in your mouth, are you?
What's your favorite? Hey, guys, isn't the best one that after dinner fag?
That's the first fag in the morning and the last fag at night. All right. Thank you guys very much.
Every time I have a fag in the morning, I have to poop right afterwards.
Take care of your waitstaff, everybody. You've been amazing. Seriously, I love this place so much. I will be back if you'll have me.
Luis J. Gomez.
fag has two meanings. Luis J. Gomez and his one-man show, Fag Has Two Meanings. All right, want to wrap this one?
Yeah, buddy. It's always a fun one. San Diego, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. Fucking come out.
Hell yeah.
We'll catch you on Monday, live, Labor Day, on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass, you blue.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.